the state is considering privatizing some mental health clinics. State lawmakers are proposing dozens of new laws. And Oklahoma City's River Sports facility is getting more than $1 million in upgrades. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, December 18th. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma's Department of Mental Health is considering privatizing four of its behavioral care facilities. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the possible change coming to the state's health landscape.
The clinics provide mental health and substance abuse treatment to anyone, regardless of their ability to pay, and offer 24/7 crisis care. Privatization would affect facilities in Lawton, McAllister, Norman, and Fort Supply. State officials say the move is exploratory, and nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports the department says it's looking to see whether private providers could increase capacity and make service delivery more consistent. No final decisions have been made. But some mental health professionals are raising concerns. They say the current clinic model is already underfunded, and privatization could put state employees' jobs at risk. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Bill filing for Oklahoma's 2026 legislative session began in earnest early this month. And as State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports, more than 100 new laws have already been proposed.
The deadline to introduce measures is January 15th at 4 p.m., so there's still plenty of time for lawmakers to file what normally ends up being thousands of bills. Realistically, only a couple hundred are ever signed into law. Still, early proposals aim to protect Oklahomans from predatory home and auto insurance practices, increase transparency of public meetings, invest in public schools, and exclude immigrants, legally present in the country and otherwise, from certain aspects of life. One measure, Senate Bill 1253 by Big Cabin Republican Michael Bergstrom, aims to adjust the state's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefit administration to match new federal guidelines. In this case, as they relate to employment and other eligibility requirements. I'm Lionel Ramos.
A new online portal for medical marijuana patients' licenses is glitching. Anna Pope reports technical issues are getting in the way of meeting renewal deadlines.
The Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority's online licensing portal for medical marijuana patients, caregivers, and businesses is experiencing tech problems, according to the nonprofit news outlet The Tulsa Flyer. The authority's officials told the newsroom no one will be penalized for missing the deadline because of the issues. One patient says there have been issues with the portal for several weeks, and licenses can only be renewed online. OMMA announced problems with the portal in mid-November, but expected to solve them within a week. Now the authority's officials say they are working to resolve the problems with extra staff and recently implemented automatic processes. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
The Oklahoma City Council has approved more than $1 million in upgrades to its River Sports facility. River Sport OKC is hosting two major canoe slalom events in the next few years. The council voted unanimously this week to spend $1.2 million on a new whitewater rapid simulator and the construction of a pedestrian bridge. The facility is set to host the International Canoe Federation's Canoe Slalom World Championships in 2026 and the canoe slalom events for the Summer Olympics in 2028. Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.